Eloise Roberts, October 15, 2008. Voy a hacer la entrevista en español, ¿eh?
In Spanish?
Yeah, or you prefer in English? I can do either one. Or we can do a little bit of both if you need.
Okay.
I'll just start the introduction in Spanish and then we'll continue. Muchas gracias por haber aceptado participar en este proyecto. Ciertamente beneficiará a la comunidad ahora y en el futuro. El propósito de este cuestionario es producir una narrativa de su historia lo más detallada y coherente posible. En vista de esto, le animo a sentirse libre de preocupación por proveer una respuesta muy minuciosa. Eso es lo que queremos, o sea que puede hablar tanto quiera. Tengo presente que ya firmó el formulario de consentimiento la vez pasada que estuvimos aquí, pero también quiero que sepa que puede sentirse en libertad de decirnos si hay algunas cosas que menciona durante la entrevista que le gustaría mantener fuera de los materiales educativos y expositivos que estamos creando basado en la entrevista, ¿no? And we'll go ahead and start with the first question. I can put this here.
Yes.
Perfect.
I know.
Yep, that's perfect. I'll start with the first question. Okay. Tell me about your place of birth and what was going on there while you were growing up. Where were you born?
I was born in Guatemala. Marañón, but in English, my grandmother said, "Watch it, Pale." Calle 12 de Octubre, Casa 23-28. Abano.
Okay, at home. So you had a partera. Your mother had a partera.
Yes, Miss Iris.
Ah.
I was still alive when I grew up.
What else do you remember about Mrs. Iris?
Oh, she was a strapping lady come from Jamaica. And she was a midwife. And she was she wasn't working in a hospital, you know. She was a midwife but she came from Jamaica with the schooling and so forth, and she was a midwife there for, you know, anybody that called her, she was there to deliver.
Okay. That's excellent.